You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union woman, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies.
And she don't.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show. My voice is gone. I'm Rusty. This is the Plumbers Union, proudly presented to you by the Plumbing Pipes Trades Employees Mighty Mighty Union. Right, we're going to kick off. It's going to be a big show. Me and Woz weren't even meant to be. We're still meant to be up to doing the country run last night. But in saying that, we drove back about 9 o'clock last night, like Lehman Brothers.
Well done, boys.
Couldn't miss the show.
Sounds like you just arrived.
Yeah, oh, don't worry about me, coffee. We're rocking and rolling, right?
One of us did more driving than the other.
Yeah, that's why I'm up and about, and poor Woz is in the corner sucking on his thumb. God love you. Right?
So, anyway. That's all I'm sucking
you
on.
You get the rest now, Woz.
Thanks.
What up, boys?
Nah, that's it. Nah, it's going to be a big show, guys. There's a lot going on, right? We got big Billy Jovanovski across from me. Good morning, matey.
How are you, guys? How are you traveling?
That's the way, Wozza.
Morning, Rust. Morning, boys, and morning, listeners.
Yep, awesome. And Nathan.
Morning, boys. Morning, listeners. Morning to everyone.
That's the way.
Nice and early.
Herx is an apology. He's under the douchoir still, right?
So you boys did the hard yakka, eh?
We never get to bag Herx, so we're going to bag him
that's
today.
That's it. Well, he's on
here. No, no, he's all
right.
Good.
He's always here, but I still like to bag
He'll
him.
He'll come
right?
for
you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so you boys did. You boys did the country run, I'll take it. Yep. The hard yakka, which we all do. We all have a crack at that.
Yeah, correct, mate. Nah, we the first day, God, did we smash some jobs out, didn't we, Woz?
We certainly did.
The whole of the inland rail, when I mean the whole of the inland rail, I mean, I'll let you touch on it, Woz, just briefly. Look,
we started off at the intermodal in Beveridge on the outskirts of Melbourne there. That's where they're going to have a big depot, big train lines all go there, and they dump all the shipping containers on them from the ports and send them. Well, they're meant to go up to Brizzy, but the New South Wales and the Queensland government's kind of ground much, so it's only going as far as parks. I guess they like satellite dishes, I don't know.
It is crazy.
But the Victorian section's getting done, so we started there, caught up with the rep there and the builder and our brothers at the ETU, and we pushed on through, went up to Euroa. Stopped in there. They're doing the station upgrades. That's the biggest section. They've got some stuff going on in Broadford, Kilmore, and things like that, where they're raising some bridges
good
as well.
Contractors as well.
Yep. Well, they're going
to
need them.
And then that's up to Benalla, another station upgrade there. We caught up with the BSI boys and the Trimble guys. The builder wasn't around, so we're free to wander because no one could stop us.
So BSI out there, yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good crew out there doing a bit of living away stuff.
Yep.
Saw the Trimble boys. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. There was about 60 members on the job. It was actually running. It was very efficient. There was lots and lots of members. I guess it's running at its peak.
And what was the reception?
Oh, fantastic, mate. Yeah. Had a meeting with the boys. Boys had a walk around, a bit of a chat to them.
Yeah.
Obviously showed us a few things, what they were doing. Bit different to, obviously, the traditional construction stuff.
Correct.
So it was absolutely fabulous, mate.
They would have loved it. They would have loved seeing
you,
Woz.
I tell you what, they all know Wozza. God, he gets around in civil, Woz. I tell you, they all knew him. Bloody hell.
Rusty nearly got kicked off straight away for trying to cross the train tracks with that. Getting confirmation he was allowed to.
and then I said I got my foot stuck in the train line. I tried to cause a national disaster.
Trying to put 20 cent coins on it.
Very 90s.
Yeah, a bit of a throwback. It was good, mate. And then from there up to Wodonga, Albury. You know, we like crossing that border.
Yep. Mm.
Going, yeah, we do. You know, we've got the hospital up there. There's plenty of work going on up there, especially over in Albury.
Mate, there's about, I reckon, 12 jobs in Albury, or New South Wales, as we call it. Like anything, it's just over the border, not our jurisdiction. So, you know, the New South Wales boys will get up there and do their thing.
You just
as
stuck
they do.
Your nose across the border. That's
yeah,
what you're
pretty
saying.
Much, mate.
Someone
yeah.
has to.
Yeah. So, yeah, so there's a few jobs going up there, like anything. A lot of good contractors as well. Cook and Dowse at Albury up there doing a few things. OP Industries. Got a few signatures while we were down there as well, actually, didn't
caught
we?
Caught up with a couple of fresh contractors, which was good.
Mason Brown Plumbing looks like he wants to do the right thing and sign a regional EBA. God love him. He's a good bloke as well.
Plenty of work up there. Why not?
And we caught up again with another contractor that was more so wanting to sign a contract. Paddy from, as we call it, Hitachi. Or I call it Hitachi. It's Hitachi, right? Mm. And he's got about 40 blokes as well. So he's stepping into the market, I guess you could say, of the EBA world up there. He's got a few jobs in Shep and a few others. So it was actually a very thrilling, very productive sort of...
We've always had consistent work over the years in the country. I mean, it's probably not as... frequent as Melbourne, but a project does come up here and there, which is good, and they're always decent projects. And like you said, we do get our contractors there down there. Mm. I was looking after Shepparton and Wodonga before you boys come on the road, and it was always good to see you. Members down there
with this push for, you know, the housing market and affordable housing and such. There's another one starting up in Benalla there, and Wangaratta has got a nice size one coming up. You know, we're not talking 60-story skyscrapers, but for the region, they're quite large.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And our members do travel, which is great to see. So especially when you see them years working down here, and then all of a sudden you're up there and you see someone from down here. It's a good sight to see sometimes.
But there is a lot in Albury, isn't there? I think there was about 7 tower cranes in Albury.
There's a fair bit going on.
There was dead set 7 tower cranes in Albury.
School packages, hotels. The hospitals.
Boom. Sounds like a boom.
A lot of work for our members, which is what we want.
So. Yeah, I'll tell you who was getting around a fair bit. Riverina Fire Systems. Okay. So I know they're a New South Wales fire contractor.
There's Billy
Newman. Well, there's one job there.
New South Wales.
There's one job there in particular that seems to be slower than a wet week.
Yeah. Actually got taken off the builder.
Yeah.
So. Which was a bit unusual. So...
She's a slow burner.
Yep, she definitely is, mate. But anyway, we'll get straight into it. Jova, what's been happening, buddy? What's happening in your area?
Getting around the traps, obviously. You know, hopefully the city's starting to pick up a little bit. I think more so next year than this year. There's a few jobs in the pipeline. Capital seem to have a decent one coming up. Built to have another one above the station out there. I think it's the South Station. I'm just trying to think. Yep. So good contractors out there. But when all this kicks off... C-Bus is in full swing at the moment. That's probably seen the second half of the stage of the job at this stage. Still got a lot of mechanical plumbers on the job. Mickey Lover's doing a fantastic job there. Just voted Joffa up, me and yourself, Russ, didn't
Joffa.
We? Yeah, good old Joffa. Sausage fingers.
He's been listening in his office right now.
Morning, Joffa.
Morning, Joff, mate. You're doing a good job already. So we did that last Thursday, I believe. Yep. AG Coombs, Premier Fire and SPI Plumbing. So all those contractors, all good. Great job. We want to talk about the amenities on the job. How good were they?
There's pool tables, right? There was...
The toilets are the best toilets I've seen in Australia. Put it that way.
It was like Crown Casino toilets. There was marble everywhere. It was absolutely phenomenal.
It is a refurb. So let's put it out there. In other words, you know, left behind upgrade.
There was a few bidets there.
Yeah, bidets. The toilets.
Existing.
Yeah.
It was like going to Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Wash your bum hole out.
Might go move in there.
And you know what? Those jobs during the winter, fantastic jobs because it's all enclosed, you know. It's cozy. They're out of the elements.
Blasting through.
Exactly. So,
especially when you're down the Docklands, it gets a bit blowy down there.
Spot on. They're in the prime position out there. But looks like it's a really decent refurb. The old Coles out there, so obviously they're upgrading the office works out there. So and I believe it's a mixed tenants too. So so it's a very clean job, very good job. Starting off on the right foot, it's looking good. So
we went to two FDC jobs too. They were phenomenal too.
Yeah. Right. Well, they're using our contractors, so
And you could eat off the floor, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. They're actually very, very, very good. for FDC. Mm. Usually, being the, as you know, Nathan, being in the East, they usually do the old traditional factories.
Yep.
But, mate, let me tell you, they were tier one quality jobs.
They've come a long way, haven't they? All these big warehouse mobs. And it's just
not all of them.
Yeah, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're only commenting on the jobs that we've been to.
We're not doing that broad of a stroke because we went to one not long ago that looked like it was getting pulled down rather than put up.
Oh, we did go out there with a few of the brothers and, you know, from the other unions at that FDC job, didn't we, Jovo?
Yeah,
and we had
did.
A little looksy around, right?
Yep.
The old Costco.
The old Costco, correct.
The old Costco.
Yeah, right. Was
the Footscray there.
There was a few questions asked that if the roof was rated for us to stand on and all that sort of stuff, and I'm thinking, well, it's been here for a while, but anyway, we won't go there.
Yep. And they did the handrail, but that was about it.
He's got a big head, so
I did say I was going to kick someone down a skylight, but anyway. So we'll get moving on. But good report back, Jov, and was obviously, what's been happening, buddy, besides obviously civil, rail, compliance, crap like that?
Well, wrap my head around my new little bit of patch there that I've received off you. So, been getting around with you a bit. Went out and caught up with Hollands out at the Northern Hospital there. That's going to be a massive job. What is it, $850 million there? So they're in the early stages. You've got Kane next door doing the private as well. That's out in Epping, so.
Yeah, they love it. They love it out there, don't they, Woz?
That hospital. Just keeps getting having flashbacks.
Representing from John Hollands was very
accommodating.
Very, very accommodating and proactive. Mm. He took us around, mate. He took us around the whole job and said, this is what's happening, A, B, C, and D.
That's good.
Phenomenal.
Was got to do part of that, didn't you?
Yeah, I gave him the heads up. They have to tie into it. I was like, you're going to struggle there, mate. That one is a doozy.
Yeah, that's it.
Tricky one.
But, popped in a couple of jobs in Ivanhoe, caught up small jobs around the schools there, quadrant around there, which was good. They were happy to see us.
Johnny Palumbo.
Yeah, there's a bit going on, mate. Elphington down at the paper mills, Marvin have landed out there.
Yep.
So there's heaps happening.
Accurate Plumbing have signed an agreement too. Everyone keeps asking questions about Accurate Plumbing. Yes, they have signed an agreement. They are commercial. They are full-blown EBA. And they have picked
the
up that
just
job.
The microphone.
On now, boys, on now.
The microphone just fell off as soon as I said Alex's name. God love him, right? So that owns Accurate. No, he's doing the right thing. Right, phenomenal.
No comment.
And I know, no comment. Nah, but he got there in the end, so that's all we like, right?
Good job, Ross.
Suburban Rail's ticking along, mate.
Mm. So I tried.
Hollands have got the track work package for that. CPB and Terra Verde are doing the tunnelling. They've got, I think there's 9 TBMs across that job. So once they're done, we'll get more and more work. The North East Link is kicking on. There's plenty of plumbers and sprinkler fitters and everyone else down that tunnel now. So that second TBM out there is about to break through, which means the fit-out can really start up the guts of that. So
lovely.
Boys out there doing a great job. They're up against it. It's a big job to tackle, so they're doing a great job.
Well done.
Awesome. Good report back, buddy. And Nathan, my friend,
yes,
how you going,
Rusty,
buddy?
I'm going good, Rusty. Yourself?
Yeah, good, matey. So what's been happening? You've been doing
I'm
a bit of prefab?
I'm just actually reading.
Something.
1.1 billion dollar data center proposed for Clyde North. It just come through. So
is that a quarter of a data center?
It's a little bit of a data. It's like a shed. But first data center in the southeast, which is
the boys are going to be happy now.
It's still got to go through the process, and I'm sure the locals will get up and about and try to knock it back.
The first question I get asked off all the members when you do your toolboxes. Are they going to build any out in the east or the southeast?
I get that every toolbox.
And you know what I said to them? I said they built a bridge for a reason. That's the crossover.
Exactly.
Not to look at. So,
exactly.
Respectfully.
So, no. I get that every toolbox I do in the southeast, they ask because a lot of the roofers and the plumbers, they're all southeast boys and they all want to.
Yeah.
They want to hit the data centers and in their backyard. So that
the guys that live in the west and the north are loving it.
Yeah. But all jokes aside, it was only a matter of time, So
there's a lot of lot of land out in the southeast in Clyde, Pakenham, Dandenong.
Are you a developer? You're trying to sell it.
I wish I was.
It sounds like someone's got some shares.
There's a lot of land out there. One wants to live there.
A lot of land. So there's a lot going on. Obviously that's happening, so I'm sure that'll kick off, and then they all follow that as well.
Well, there's plenty happening in the southeast because we've got a next gen meeting coming up in Narrabri as well. So for all the members that do live out that way,
19th
They'll
of August.
Be able to get down to Mary Warren.
4:30
Nath, careful what you wish for, mate. Just ask Johnny and Herx how busy they are, mate.
Yeah. So look, get down to Nary Warren. Like the boys said, 19th of August, Nary Warren Pycak.
Yep.
It's the first time we're doing it down there, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got...
Let's get behind it.
I mean, we joke about the southeastern corridor, but we've got plenty of members that live out that way.
About it, mate. It's pretty serious.
Pakenham, Cranbourne, Botanical Ridge, all those areas. There's big, expansion zones, Berwick and such.
Yeah. There is a lot of work coming up. Glen Waverley, Mount Waverley, there's all that precinct at the back there. Keynes is one of big slice of that. There's libraries, apartments going up. There's a lot going on.
Looking real forward, this suburban rail loop's going to open up a whole lot of work.
Without a doubt.
Once that gets through and they start developing, especially Box Hill. Box Hill are about to start knocking down 50 buildings. They have to re-establish it.
Well, what did he say about the four big stations? They're jobs in themselves, aren't they, Was?
The station boxes, mate, that's where we'll get a majority of our
members correct.
It was four, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, there's $2.7 billion, right, which is now Was's slice of heaven. $2.7 billion worth of development happening in Box Hill. I think if I'm not mistaken, there is...
Never slows down. Never.
There is two 60-story towers that will go on top of the shopping centre. They're going to redevelop the shopping centre. And then there's another 270 stories.
It all ties in with SRL as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So. They've had a good plan for many years.
It's like that everywhere in suburbia now. It's all just getting redeveloped. Same as Dandenong, another southeast area. So
it's like a city in itself, Dandenong.
It is. Yeah. It is. Dandenong Market, it was on the news this week. They're refurbing that. All around Dandenong stations, apartments. I went for a walk there with our brothers, Dave Tuwali from the CFMU. That little India precinct, that's all empty shops getting ready to get flattened.
Lovely.
And then
lovely.
It'll get, obviously the next stage. Richmond's busy as well.
I came for a drive out there. It was looking very busy.
Richmond.
Down on Church Street,
Church Street's real busy. Even there's a social housing coming up at the back there in Richmond as well.
And it feels like the jobs are like back to back, next door, across the road. They're so confined in one area.
You got some good sprinkler fitters on those LU Simon jobs. Don't you?
I do. Right? I've got some good members.
Good old FDN, right? He's doing the right thing, Simon. He's pulled his socks up. God love him, right?
Yep, Simon. Mm. He's out there winning a bit of LU Simon's work in Riverside. Yeah. That's going to kick off.
Yep.
Our mate Billy is going out there. He's on a holiday now. Well deserved holiday. He's done well. And so he's going to be going out there and representing the members out there. So I wish him nothing but the best.
And Darko, the mighty Darko, is
big
out
Darko.
There.
Yep, he is out there.
CFMU Darko.
So that'll be a good job. Six towers. A lot of work out there. So
From this point on, let's say next year, it's going to be so busy.
Next year really is. Busy. Yeah. And then you got every warehouse still going up. Texco,
all the little jobs that people don't really take notice of.
They're still kicking off.
But they do facilitate a lot of our members out there and tick over, which is good,
Yeah, exactly.
We need them.
So just jumping back and forward a bit, get down to Next Gen in the southeast and Nary Warren, because we will need reps on these jobs 100%. Moving forward. So get involved.
Yep.
And put your hand up and have a crack.
And just while we're talking as well, Troy Thompson, Big T-Bone, he stepped up. He's now part of obviously the delegation or the hierarchy for the Next Gen.
Yep. Fantastic.
So he stepped up.
Fantastic.
With young Joshua and young Gus, right? So he's stepping into the mix. Fantastic, right? Yeah. And obviously,
pick a better man.
Ideas. Yep. That's it. So, and tie it all in together, which is awesome.
Yeah,
so,
those three, a good combination.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yep. That's it.
So, we've got the posters as well, the new posters. Yep. So, we'll drop them around, go for a bit of a drive, drop them to all our delegates, get 100%. Them up in the sheds, and head down to Nary Warren, have a feed, have a listen, and, get involved in it. So,
that's it.
Is a charcoal chicken go that far?
It's all Afghani kebabs out there, mate.
Oh, kebabs, lovely.
We just have to ask.
Perfect, brother.
And obviously, you want to give a bit of a little report back on the prefab fire
sprinkler fitting yards. We've been doing that. That's been meeting up with contractors. That's been going well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think we've gone to a few yards, and the feedback has been good.
We're positive, very positive,
very very positive.
People are picking up the phone and ringing us, Nathan, wanting to sign the agreement.
You know what? Exactly. You two have done a phenomenal job. Fantastic. Good on you.
Yeah, it's been fun actually. Yeah, so we'll head out to these jobs. We'll keep you know, not harassing him, but we'll keep talking with the employee groups and
Complete Welding International. You've got obviously Entire as well.
Yep.
You've got Taylor's Engineering.
Yep.
You've got a new one, Sival, right? Sival, which are from Sydney. Yes. They're ready to
sign.
They're
very keen.
Accurate profile.
We went down there, Rusty. Fantastic. If we had a pen, they would have signed then. 100%. Seriously, they were that keen. So
accurate profile we've caught up with.
They've got the work, guys. They've got plenty in this.
There's about seven new shops, right?
They're popping up everywhere.
Everywhere, mate.
Supply and demand, boys.
That's the thing. It's all these data centers are, you know, producing a lot of this work. So we're churning out the, you know, the pipe work and the welding and all this stuff. And it is good.
It's like anything, we just like our slice of the pie, meaning, you know, good wages and conditions.
That's all we ask for the people.
Sprinkler Fab as well, Sprinkler Fab, which is Defence Fire. They want to sign the agreement as well. Mate, we've got about seven of them that want to sign.
I know. A lot of driving coming up.
Oh, unbelievable, mate. It's been a really good experience. It's been good, we've been really
good. You have to drive to New South Wales?
We might have to go out there, Albury, go for a drive. See what it's out there.
It's been phenomenal.
It's been good. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yep. No, there's been no pushback either, which is obviously good. You know, the boys just want a pay rise in their back pocket.
That's exactly
They're
right.
They're entitled to it.
Yep.
Obviously, like a few things in the agreement, won't touch on too much on it, but a few things from the construction agreement has obviously been implemented into this prefab sprinkler fitting agreement.
And it's all the same.
Yeah, pretty it's much, mate. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's been phenomenal. It's been good. Phenomenal. So, but yeah, no, like anything.
Watch your space, really.
Yeah, correct. So it's been rather good. Just in relation, obviously, Docklands, South Melbourne, Port Melbourne, Albert Park, all that sort of area. Some massive jobs coming up there, right? Just near the wheel there. You got over just, I think it's 960.
Yeah, Capital.
Capital, 960 apartments. The first stage is 660. The next one's 300. Capital have got that one, you're right, Jova. And like anything, GNC have picked up the first stage of the 660. Crofty. Right, and then obviously Firesafe. So we're going to be getting a delegate out there sooner than later. They're all pretty much going to land as far as all contractors on that job. GNC got about 10 or 15 out there at the moment. The fire boys and the mechanical are going to be landing out there around September sort of thing, and then they'll be kicking on to the stage next door. And like anything as well, you got another two. We keep talking about data centres. Well, they're in Port Melbourne now.
Yeah, they are.
You got the one down on Sardine Street, right? They're building it. The data centre is going to be that big. Everyone gets confused thinking it's the Capital one that's at the front of the near the training centre for this mighty CFMEU, but it's actually down Sardine Street. There's two data centres. The first one, they're building a water treatment plant to service that data centre. That's how big it's going to be. Jeez. Right, $2.5 billion I'm hearing. And then obviously you've got the other one, right, where it's got weeds growing out the front, and they get the whippersnipper out there, and that's where the other Capital one is, and that's just over $2 billion as well. Jeez. So it's all happening. Right.
Fantastic.
A lot of data centres are popping up everywhere, mate.
Like mushrooms.
So they are.
Yeah.
You've got to store rusty search history somewhere.
Yeah. That's why they're coming to the north.
After the week, Wednesday night, you don't want to see what I looked up. Right, I'll get divorced. So, but anyway.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Don't worry, Sam just calls me an idiot. But anyway. But in saying that, guys, it has been a good show. Like anything, we did raise $10,395 for this fantastic radio station.
You see the new chairs they got in here?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Bit of upgrades, right?
Yeah, good.
Bit of upgrades. So, no, the boys, all
You're
the delegates...
upgrade that microphone after you broke it.
That's next year.
Or someone mentioned a certain contractor.
Financial year.
And I don't know whether we should touch on it, but I'm going to say it anyway. We've just signed an affiliation as well with the Irish Plumbers Union, right? Earl's been doing his thing at World Plumbing Council.
Fantastic.
God love him.
Well
right, he's over there shaking hands, kissing babies, doing deals as he does.
Yep.
And just like that, we've got the affiliation with obviously our Canadian and United Association. Well, he's United Association, the Canadian and American brothers. Mm. He's just managed to get, obviously, which is fantastic for our training school, for PICAC or CEPITEC as we call it. He's managed to get an affiliation with the Irish brothers look after the plumbers. Yep. And the electrical trades union over there. So it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, very good.
Right? So we're definitely going to have to go over there and see how they do business.
Yeah, meet and greet. See how they do things.
Get down to St. James Gate at the Guinness factory.
That's what I was getting at.
Knock the top off a few.
Yeah. To be sure, to be sure.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, we had no song
sampling.
Today, guys.
They call that sampling.
Well, wow. Embracing the local culture.
Hey, my I name is it. Ryan, so I'm a Ryan. You're so right. I'm half Irish, even though I look like a chocolate frog. Right. So, but anyway, right? In saying that, guys, it's been a phenomenal show. Apologise we didn't have a song, but we've had a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we have.
We can go for quick. Another half hour.
It's gone quick.
We'll take a breath now.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
back to Wodonga, boys.
Yeah. All right. don't worry, after we hear someone to be patting Woz's beard.
Stroking it.
I'm going to stroking it, right? Stroking it.
So. 2 days of this. Yeah. I know, help me, boys.
He's had enough of me.
Help me.
A married couple.
As we're driving back down the freeway.
Lock myself in the office and wait.
Let me. I'm going to paint the picture. Driving up there, both in the front seat. On the way back, you in the back seat.
Fetal position in the tub.
He almost kicked me out of the car while it was moving. Awesome, guys.
It's been good.
All good.
Awesome. All right, lovely. Thanks, guys. Cheerio.
Once again,
see you later.
Again.
See you. Bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.